That was Swarming Branch from their latest album, Surreal Number. We had Buffalo Killers before that, Nico Case from her new album, Hell On, and Punch Drunk Tagalongs back there as well from their album, Hazy. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumhold, and as promised, we have live music for you this evening. You're going to hear from one of the bands that you can experience live in Miamisburg at Riverfront Park, September 14th and 15th, as part of the Miami Valley Bluegrass and Artisan Festival, fourth year for this awesome community fest. We're going to tell you more about that here in just a few moments with a returning guest to the show. But first, let's hear some live music and get to know our friends, Slippery Creek. Take it away, you guys.
Freightliner home, and that rain is running down my back, and I'm soaking wet. West Virginia rain is mighty cold. Oh, my journey's almost over, and my heart is glad I'm walking down that West Virginia road. Spent my old dime, and all day I've been fighting hunger pain. Now it's nearly midnight, but I haven't eaten yet. I'm walking, still humming in the rain. Hey, I bet mama will be happy when she sees her boy. Someday I'll be coming down that lane. Papa, he won't know me, cause I've been gone so long. Lord, it's good to be back home again. Yeah, hey, that rain is running down my back, and I'm soaking wet. West Virginia rain is mighty cold.
If I ever live to see
Slippery Creek, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Hailing from Cincinnati, thank you for making the trip up. I'm always curious with bands, especially from kind of this area of Ohio that play bluegrass or traditional music. Did you all come up with that music as part of your family tradition, or did you come to the genre kind of later in your musical career?
You know, I think for most of us, we do have an early tradition in country and bluegrass music. Josh grew up on country, and Taylor's about as country as it gets, I'll tell you what. But early on, and I think later on, I think we all played punk rock music and all kinds of stuff, but, you know, we all came together and got this bluegrass thing cooking.
Got back to the roots.
How was it that the four of you came together and said, "Hey, you know, we've done punk rock, we've done other stuff. Let's do bluegrass this time."
Well, I met Joe. I was taking some mandolin lessons from a guy who lives out in the Batavia area, and Joe was down in the basement working on guitars, yep. And he kind of introduced the two of us, and I think we went and saw a couple bluegrass bands play and went to some festivals around the area, and we picked like that as just as friends for a couple years, and met Josh over here and started playing as the three of us for a little while. And I've known Taylor because Taylor plays bass with a whole lot of bands around everywhere. You probably see him play somewhere, and so we dragged him along too, and we've been doing this for maybe 2 years now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Coming up on two.
That's awesome. What has this year been like so far for you guys? We're kind of on the tail end of summer, good outdoor music time. What have you guys kind of been up to so far this year?
Busy. Lots of festivals, lots of shows. We've been pretty fortunate this year with playing, being able to play a lot of different festivals. We've been doing a little bit of traveling. These guys went out to Colorado. Been kind of all over the place, so it's been a good year for us. We're in the studio last night, so we got some things cooking here. So
So maybe a 2019 release, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully before then. Yeah. But yeah, we'll
cool. Well, I'm winking at Max because he knows that, like, once you say it on the radio, I'm like, okay, guys, where's the album? Yeah. I will bother you about it.
As soon as we get it done, we'll send you a copy.
Yes.
Well, we got to send you two copies, one personal.
Yeah. There you go. Even better. Tell me a little bit about your songwriting process. You guys have some beautiful harmonies, both vocally and instrumentally. Is that something that comes out of, you know, some deliberate arranging, or does that kind of come out, you know, as you're playing together in rehearsals?
Well, we haven't really written any songs yet as a band. We got some instrumental songs that are our own. A lot of the songs that we play are like, some of them are regional influences from the music. Like that last song we did was a song that Dave Evans recorded, and he was from the Portsmouth area. But you know, we don't just, like, you know, there's the Osborne Brothers history, and we like to play that kind of music. But our main focus is we like playing the old, like an old kind of bluegrass style, and trying to keep it driving still and have that breakdown in it a little bit. But playing it the old way. But, you know, we love all the new music too. A lot of bands that play the real old style, and I think we all sit around and jam and play a little bit of everything, but we're trying to kind of devote our sound to trying to make it the way it might have sounded when you listen to the bluegrass music 60 or 70 years ago.
I love that, and I love bringing that the regionality into it as well. You know, this area and even further south where you guys are from, it has just been a hotbed of traditional music for so long. Really beautiful stuff. That, you know, there is some concern that if we don't preserve it and keep playing it, that it is going to get lost. So very cool that you guys are keeping that history alive.
Thank you. I mean, I think we have a blast playing this music. It's fun that we get to go and do this and play in front of people and see people having fun and dancing too. That makes it all the better.
And you guys are going to be at the Miami Valley Bluegrass and Artisan Festival where folks can dance and hear you play.
Oh, yeah.
What's that like to be part of this festival? Like, what an amazing lineup of performers from all eras, kind of, you know, newer performers honoring the older music, and then some legends coming on stage, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. We played last year. It was our first year playing the festival, and it was one of the best times I've had playing a show in a long time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And a lot of those guys that are playing there, I mean, I think I speak for everybody, you know, with when you get to have your name on a lineup with some of those guys we've looked up to for a long time, that's a real important thing, and it helps kind of motivate you and helps you makes you feel like you're doing the right thing, you know.
That's fantastic. You can see Slippery Creek as part of the Miami Valley Bluegrass and Artisan Festival. It's September 14th and 15th at Riverfront Park in Miamisburg. I'll tell you more about that here in a second. Where can folks follow you guys if they want to keep tabs on where you're going to be and, you know, upcoming recordings and all that good stuff? Is Facebook the best place to do that?
Yeah, I'd say Facebook's probably the best way. We're on there, Slippery Creek. Type it in. You'll find a picture of some good-looking gentlemen in some nice clothes. But if you want to type it in, it's facebook.com/ Slippery Creek Bluegrass. We're on Instagram as well. So check us out and see when we're playing next. Come see a show.
Yeah, we got some videos coming out real soon, too.
Great.
Yeah. Record's coming soon, but videos are coming even sooner.
Fabulous, fabulous.
Our friend Terrence Huff that we met over in Hamilton is helping us out with those, and he's got a nice crew of guys that are going to help us put together something real cool here. We heard some tidbits of it last night. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Very cool. So keep an eye to the social media for that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, keep your ears locked to the radio because I think it's time for some more live music. What do you guys say?
Yeah.
All right.
Baby, I'm the boss of your house.
peaches or apples and your pears. Them is hanging on a tree. Bugs got their favorites most everywhere, but that watermelon's best for me. Ham bone and gravy, chicken and goo, possums so very, very fine. Give me a hound wish you could have watermelon hanging on the
live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check them out at Miami Valley Bluegrass and Artisan Festival September 14th and 15th in Miamisburg. And guys, thank you so much for being here and giving us a little musical preview of the fest.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Looking forward to that album as well.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little more now about the festival, the upcoming festivities, if you will. It's the fourth annual. I can't believe it's fourth.
It sure is.
It's fourth annual Miami Valley Bluegrass and Artisan Festival. I know you feel it. We've got good friend of the show, musician, man about town, singer, player, organizer, Max Nunnery in the studio. Welcome back, Max.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So this festival, I remember, when you first said, you know, I'm gonna start throwing festivals in addition to being a musician. It's been going fourth year now, community event in Miamisburg. For those that haven't gotten a chance to attend yet, give us a little overview of what this fest is.
Well, what I wanted it to be is a celebration of the bluegrass history and heritage of the Miami Valley, which is just enriched with of megastars that came out of this area in the 60s and 70s and 80s too. In particular, but I wanted it to be a free community festival that everybody could come, bring their kids, bring their grandma and grandpa, you know, just entertain the heck out of the whole area with a really good concert. And we're always evolving and trying to get better. And so this year we've made it a 2-day event. And it's going to be going on down there. We got all kinds of good stuff happening.
And what an amazing lineup and what an amazing mix on this lineup of younger, newer, up-and-coming players, and then some real, real classics. I mean, we've got Repeating Arms playing the Tillers, who are just super hot right now. Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle, who we all love here at WISO. Great Northern String Band. And you've got folks like Tim O'Brien and Clay Hess, you know, really, really seminal players who are still out there working and doing the stuff. When you're thinking about curating the lineup, are you thinking about having that mix of kind of ages and experience among the players?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite things to do. I've always liked making playlists or even a set list when we play a live set. I love cultivating that. But like I said, celebrating the bluegrass history, we have Larry Sparks coming again this year, Count Sparkula. But, he's from Lebanon, and Ralph Stanley handpicked him to replace Ralph's brother in the Stanley Brothers in the 60s here in Dayton. They made that conversation, and he went back to Virginia and formed the Clinch Mountain Boys with Ralph. Now he comes back, he forms, the Lonesome Ramblers with Mike Lilly and other banjo legends and people of the area. They're all working together. I want to celebrate that whole thing, so I like to have the old timers, respectively, who are still carrying the torch and who came out of this area. I like to have somebody like Larry come back, same as last year. So he's headlining Friday night, like you mentioned, the Repeating Arms, Buffalo Wobbs, the Price Hill Hustle are going to play the last set of the night. The Tillers, Slippery Creek will be on both days Saturday. They're the only other band beside the Repeating Arms that are playing both days. So Friday night's going to be a big concert in the park. We'll have beer from Heidelberg and Warped Wing and Star City and Lucky Star Breweries, like 7 or 8 food trucks. It's free. Bring your lawn chair. And then Saturday we have more going on with family activities. We have, you know, the splash pad will be up and running. We have tons of artisan vendors, bounce houses, cornhole, putt-putt, all kinds of good stuff. So.
And what I love about a festival like this, not only is it cool to see a festival in the heart of a community like Miamisburg, you know, we think of the festivals either being in the heart of the city, like in the heart of downtown Dayton, or like way out in these far-flung campgrounds, you know, where you're really getting away from it all. To have something in a community like Miamisburg where there is so much history and it's so beautiful is fantastic. But to mix it up and to have it be so family friendly, it's going to make for such a cool vibe at the fest to have, you know, grandma and grandpa and mom and dad and the kids all being able to experience the music and have some fun too.
Exactly. It formulates early memories for the children with bluegrass, you know, and I think it's important to carry that tradition on. And like I said, celebrate the history that we have here in the Dayton area. And like you're saying about the lineup, I like to mix an eclectic mix of musicians. I like to have traditional and, you know, people that kind of get out of the genre a little bit and, you know, foot stomp and stuff. And so you'll get a little bit of everything, you know, even like Great Northern String Band. They do a lot of Grateful Dead stuff. And
Well,
pretty much everything Grateful Dead.
But with their own kind of twist on it.
And even Tim O'Brien is kind of the embodiment of like the ever evolving sound of bluegrass. I mean, he started off with Hot Rise in the 70s and then has had a great career for the last 40 years, so we're super excited to have Tim on Saturday night.
And it's really exciting because I think for people who are unfamiliar with the genre, there's this tendency to unfairly say, oh, all bluegrass sounds like whatever bluegrass I've heard, where, you know, the genre is just so incredibly diverse and there's so many interesting things happening in bluegrass right now.
Yeah.
How cool to be able to highlight that in your festival lineup.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
And of course, I know it, you know, takes a village to put on an event like this. You've got some great sponsors this year as well.
Yeah. Premier Health Partners jumped on as a major sponsor. So we're really excited about that. That helps, you know, really push things over and we can make sure all of our bills are paid. And that's a nice feeling to roll into the festival with, first time probably ever. I felt that. So that's nice. But, you know, I really got to give a shout out to the city of Miamisburg, the businesses and the organizations down there. They just keep backing me. And, you know, it's great.
That's really awesome to have the community behind you, you know, for a community festival.
Well, you mentioned 4 years. I mean, our first 2 years, we had a real good amount of rain. The second year pretty much got ruined. And, you know, last year it was a perfect day and we had, you know, 8,000 people out there. So I expect a nice big crowd both nights this year and hopefully keep fingers crossed the weather's going to be perfect again. So
everybody do your good weather dance for this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about Miami Valley Bluegrass and Artisan Festival. It's September 14th and 15th at Riverfront Park in Miamisburg. Free and open to the public, family friendly. And we've got links up to all the info at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Max, is there anything else that people need to know before they plan on coming out and spending the weekend with you in Miamisburg?
Yeah, just focus on a couple extra things this year. We are implementing some free primitive camping on the west bank of the Great Miami River. That's an area that's pretty well taken care of. So you're able to camp down there with your car. Also, Twin Creek Kayak and Canoe will be on site renting out canoes and kayaks to paddle around in the area right by the festival where you can take a trip up and down the river. You know, it's going to be a great time all day Saturday. It starts at noon on Saturday and goes till pretty much midnight. And then Friday evening is 4 p.m. till about midnight.
Perfect. Sounds like a great way to spend a weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we will look forward to it. It's the Miami Valley Bluegrass and Artisan Festival, September 14th and 15th at Riverfront Park in Miamisburg. And Max, thank you so much for getting us hip to this event.
Thank you, Juliet.